Hey everyone, and welcome back to my Blacadian universe. I saw this video online with this woman, and she was talking about this interesting phenomenon that she noticed. And I can't find the video, so if you know the video I'm talking about, please send it to me at Blacadian so that I can tag it. But she was basically wondering why people of different races, whenever they wanted to call each other like a derogatory term, they use the N-word, even if they aren't black. And it really got me thinking why that is. So let's talk about it. So at first I was thinking, you know what, everyone, copies us. There's a, sort of an idea in the black community about, reclaiming the word, using this word, to sort of, take the bite out of it, take the sting out of it. Using sort of diminishing some of the power that word was established to sort of have over us as a people. And, I get that. I personally am not comfortable, as you can tell, I'm saying the N-word. So I'm not comfortable, saying it and using it. I honestly just, I don't want to, the way I don't give things power is different. I just choose not to use it in my life. And, sort of, that's just for me. I can see how some people want to, sort of reclaim it and sort of, use it in a different context. And I get that, I think as a community, we heal in different ways. Everyone's different, and whatever, makes you feel powerful and, healed through this trauma of racism, then I think, that's what we need to do. So no judgment there. It's just, what I do. And so, when I was thinking about this question of why is it that people go to that N-word, the N-word, when, historically it just does not apply to them. Why are they picking it up? Why are they using it? I was thinking, easy answer is that everybody copies us. Black culture is the pinnacle of, where people go for ideas, where they go for originality, excellence, creativity. It's just a fact. Like, don't come at me, don't argue with me. It is a fact. See everything. Refer my reference for that is humanity. Look back in just everywhere. It's a fact. Like, why am I trying to prove it? It's a fact. People look to us all the time for everything. When they were looking even for the wealth of, what we had in Africa, gold, resources, they even saw people. They came to Africa. They came to black people. Okay. So history, footnote, see history. Anyway, so, I was like, easy answer is that people are like, oh, well, I see, other black people using this N-word and it's so cool, like, I want to be a part of that, kind of thing. So I was like, okay, maybe that's the answer. They just think that it's hip to say this, to sort of, copy black people and how they have seen or imagine other Black people referring to themselves as such. So that's what they are doing. And maybe on some level, that's, you know, what's happening there. And then I, you know, I was thinking and, you know, I was like, yeah, you know, maybe. And then a more sobering reality hit me. Because of white supremacy, there are many terrible names that have been created for people that are not white. So I'm not going to, you know, say what they are. We all may have heard of them, or, you know, I don't want to, if you don't know them, good. You know, it's just from, you know, I know that there are some that honestly I haven't heard until recently, just in my line of work of doing, you know, inclusion and equity work. People have told me things that, like, I haven't heard in my life. And then people have said, yeah, people call me that. Like, someone said it to me just conversationally, and I was like, what? Like, I was like, I can honestly say I was like clutching my pearls. I was like, what? Yeah, so there are unfortunately just many terrible nicknames for people that are not white, and that is, you know, the unfortunate, you know, one of the unfortunate side effects of white supremacy is that there's these terrible insults for people that are not white. And so instead of going to that well of terribleness, people come to the N-word. And so as I was sitting in it and thinking, yeah, everyone just copies Black people. They just, you know, want to be like, oh, well, I saw, you know, Darnell. Sorry, I'm just thinking of like a stereotypically Black name. I was like, well, I heard my friend Darnell say it, so I can say it. You know, that's what, you know, I was thinking, okay, maybe that's as deep as it goes. But then I thought, what it also might be is that there is no greater insult in their mind than being a Black person. So in the hierarchy of races, I talk a lot about anti-Black racism, not only because I'm a Black woman, but because of this hierarchy of, you know, people, we talk about it in many different ways, the, you know, paper bag test, the colorism, you know, it's all these things. But like, the closer you are to white, you know, the less racism is sort of, I guess, impacting you or can impact you. Obviously, that's, you know, a broad generalization, but I'm just saying that in the ranking of racist people will see Black as the bottom of that hierarchy and that list. And so they're trying to, you know, in this, in a fit of anger and a, you know, or, you know, this idea of, let me think of the worst thing I can hit you with, they're dredging up everything they see, everything they've heard, everything they've learned about, you know, race in their lives. And they see that, you know, anti-Black racism has taught them that Black people are on the bottom of that list. So if what's the worst thing that you can call someone, you can call them a Black person, and they, you know, have that label of being the N-word. So they are saying that this is the worst thing that you could possibly be. So they're trying to, you know, that's why they're going to that level is because for them, this is the worst of the worst. So that's why it applies. That's why they're going there. That's why they're not saying, oh, well, you know, I'm Asian. I'm going to call you this. You know, I'm going to use this derogatory term for Asian people. You know, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go even lower. And I'm going to, you know, anti-Black racism has taught me that this is the worst thing you can be. And so that's where I'm going to go. And so I don't think a lot of people maybe even have that realization of why they're going there, but it's absolutely a thing. And so I know there's a comedian, John Mulaney, and he very he touches on this in, you know, I think it's like a stand-up routine when he was talking about, like, you know, they were talking about the N-word and, you know, another a derogatory word, and they were saying the word, but then when it came to the N-word, they were saying the N-word, and they were like, oh, well, which one truly is worse? And he was like, you know, when you can't even say the actual word, that's the worst word. And I was like, that's very simple. That's very simple. The fact that, you know, when I say the N-word, no one's wondering what it is I'm wondering about. You know what I mean? Like, if I was trying to, like, swear, and instead of saying, like, you know, I guess people know the F word, but, you know, like, people just, you know, it's that popular. The N-word is that popular that, you know, they might have to guess at some other ones. But, like, with, if I say the N-word, we know what we're talking about. The fact that instead of there is, like, a term that people can refer to it as because they feel so uncomfortable saying it, you know, even in private, it's just, you know, that's the worst word. So I don't think anybody should be using, like, these slangs. White supremacy is what needs to be eradicated and eradicated from our culture, from our language, from our words. You know, this is what I believe. You know, we can't come from a place of inclusion and equity if we're carrying those bonds, those shackles on us. You know, I say it all the time, words matter, inclusion matters. You know, it's a showing someone, you know, a sign of respect, and, you know, changing our language to be more inclusive and not make someone feel bad for, you know, just who they are. You know, this runs the gamut around, like, you know, pronouns and, you know, just general inclusive languages. I feel like it's so, so, so important. And, you know, it helps us frame our mind. Our thoughts are framed using language. And I think that when we try to remove those kinds of limitations on our language, it also helps open our minds and our thoughts as well. And that's a powerful thing. Words matter, words matter, words matter. I truly, truly, truly believe that. You'll hear me say that a lot. And I think that's why I'm so against, you know, using the N-word, because I, you know that the history of where it comes from, but also why someone who is deeply racist understands, you know, and why they reach into that well for an insult. And even, you know, a friendly term, like, why it has such appeal is because, for lack of a better word, it is like the king of the derogatory terms. I wanted to end by talking about the title of this episode. Everybody wants to be a N-word. The rest of that quote is nobody wants to be an N-word. So, for those of you that don't know, I wanted to let you know that it's a quote that I love by an American comedian and writer and actor, Paul Mooney. And so, in one of his interviews, he famously said this line, and I love it. I use it all the time, because, whenever talking about Black culture and, I sort of spoke to it at the top of this episode, it's just about being watched, being emulated, being copied. Black culture is people, everybody wants to be an Edward. No one wants to be an Edward. The thing is, like, nobody wants the racism that comes along with it, but everyone wants the perks. And so, that's one of the things when we talk about appropriation, when we talk about it, we talk about crediting people, give credit where credit is due, because we know that you, where it originated from, and that's just fair. And the thing is, it's easier to want to separate something away from Black culture and sort of claim it outside of that culture because separating it from the negative associations of anti-Black racism and just sort of trying to fit into the white supremacy puzzle as opposed to, eradicating that system of white supremacy at all, just sort of stealing from Black culture and saying, actually, no, this is coming from, a different culture and we're using it and we're taking it and we're, selling it and marketing it and, not giving credit where credit is due. And it happens again. See history. It happens all the time. And so, I always just think of that. And I thought, when thinking about talking today about the N-word, that quote came to mind just because, even in jest, even as a quote unquote affectionate term for your friends, I think that, people really need to question. And I think the other thing about that woman brought up in that amazing video was just like, how would people react if you called them a derogatory term, that was referring to, a non-Black person, like other than the N-word? Would they just be like, oh, faintly, it's just like, how would they react to that? And, we're not trying to normalize anti-Black racism here. We're trying to make you appreciate and realize that there is no place in inclusive, equal society for any of these terms. And, you need to be prepared for the reality that someone is going to be uncomfortable and offended by a very powerful word that has claimed the lives of many, many people, and still today has the effect to do that. So if you're not ready to out and out, like, stand behind, white supremacy, then I would suggest that you get that word out your mouth. I'm going to leave it there. Thank you so much, as always, for listening. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And if you can, send me that video. I can't find it. And I'll be sure to tag it and post it in my feed as well. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.